This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. If today is the 7th of September, which it is, that means yesterday was the 6th, which means millions of people lost those expanded federal benefits that have been helping drive the economic recovery through the spring and summer. Thing is, the unemployment insurance programs in this country, and I said programs specifically, they are run by the states. We don't have one unemployment system. We have 50 plus districts and territories, too, of course, no offense meant. And most of those systems are a mess. There is a new Unemployment Insurance Modernization Unit at the Department of Labor. But as Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino reports to get us going, it does have its work cut out for it.
Back in April 2020, New Jersey was in the grips of its first deadly COVID wave and dealing with a surge of unemployment applications. So Governor Phil Murphy made a plea during a press conference.
Not only do we need healthcare workers, but given the legacy systems, we should add COBOL, computer skills.
Actually, he meant COBOL, common business-oriented language, which many state unemployment systems rely on.
COBOL is an old programming language. I think it's had its 50th birthday, so it has more than a few gray hairs.
Martha Coven is a professor of public policy at Princeton who worked on safety net programs in the Obama administration. She says many state systems had been sputtering along for years.
And then when you take an old car and you patch it together enough times, at some point it just collapses on the road.
Many unemployment websites are down during certain hours or don't work on mobile devices, which is how many low-income people access the internet. In some states, workers have to wait to receive a new password by mail to access their accounts. Some states have already revamped their system, says Rebecca Dixon at the National Employment Law Project. But
for example, Florida modernized in a way that they were designed to make it really hard for claimants to navigate the system. So sort of put up roadblocks on purpose.
Dixon says the only way to make sure state systems are easier to use is for the federal government to take the lead. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.